This is Player One.
This is Player Two.
And you're listening to another great show only on the Four-Eyed Radio Network.
The Third.
For more great shows, check out www.foureyedradio.com.
Hi, this is Kyle from Arcade Bros. If you're like me, you like a little joy in your life. We're proud to present that we are sponsored by America Joy Print Shop. If you need cut vinyl, store lettering, business printing, forms, car magnets, and anything else printing needs, America Joy is the one for you. When you contact America Joy, just tell them the Fern sent you.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, yeah. I
want to
box your titties, baby.
Baby, baby. Welcome back to another Hey Diddly Ho.
Underground Railroad.
Yay! This is Aaron. It's good to be back.
Natalie over here. Running the rails.
Running the rails. So, Natalie, I haven't seen you in a while. It's been like a good... 2 weeks?
2 weeks?
Yeah.
I swear, that is unacceptable.
I know. Time is flying.
I know. Anything you have to confess?
Oh, gosh.
Have you been cheating on me?
Forgive me, Father. You know what? Actually, I do have a confession, Natalie. So, I met a girl a couple... probably like a month or so
Bitch.
Back.
No,
Mark Norman, our friend Mark, who frequently is on the podcast with us, he introduced me to her at the Dry River Yacht Club CD release, which was an amazing, amazing night. Because I don't know if you've had the chance to listen to Dry River.
River.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Any of our listeners out there, they're a local Arizona band. If you haven't checked them out, they are incredible.
Yeah.
Dry River Yacht Club. But
it's a mouthful.
Yeah. She's a really cool chick, and we've been hanging out quite a bit lately. She lives near my new place. And last Friday, we were at the Sail-In. I don't know if you've gotten Snapchat on your phone yet.
No,
but
I haven't, shit.
You've got a lot of pending snaps from me.
Awesome. I can't wait.
One of them in particular, because another local music snippet, Future Loves Past, who has been on our show before. We've used them as intro music a lot. They are leaving Arizona. They're moving to California. They have a final goodbye show this Friday at Last Exit.
As they should.
But they were playing at the Sail-In last week. So while Amanda and I were there at the Sail, we noticed there's a show on Valentine's Day, which is a Friday this year. And
damn it.
It's some great local bands are playing. Black Carl's playing, and so are some other groups. And we were like, oh, well, hey, maybe we should go to the show, blah, blah, blah. And we decided we're going to be each other's Valentines.
Awesome.
Which is fun. Cause
yeah. I mean, at least it's not going to be your pillow like it'll be for me this Valentine's Day. So that's nice.
Yeah. Are you just sobbing into your pillow or sleeping?
That's not important. but, you know, you can get imaginative
yeah.
with that one.
She's not replacing you.
It's okay.
It's just...
She's your mistress.
She's
That's fine. I mean...
Been my new fling.
We all need to have our flings every yeah. once in a while to make sure we're still wanted.
The love is still alive for you, though, Natalie.
Good.
Still very alive and fiery.
Because I'm never going to give you up.
Nope. You are my baby. What about you, Miss Natalie? Any?
You know, I actually started hanging out with this lovely chick, Shannon. We used to work together at Moira.
Old co-worker.
And she is quite a fan of the Firewater. So, and I can say that because she's Native American.
Nice.
So, yeah, we went to Crescent Ballroom, I think it was two nights ago. And, this fucking band, I think it's called Dark Souls.
Okay.
But we didn't have tickets, of course. It was sold out.
Yeah.
As usual at the fucking Crescent. Crescent, I love you, but God damn it.
Like, how much business does the auto shop next door actually get? Or can we tear down that wall and expand the damn place? Because they need to be bigger. They don't need to change locations. They just need to be bigger.
Yeah.
Like, open up. I love you, Crescent Ballroom. Please, auto place next door, realize.
Yeah, or even behind Crescent, like in the alleyway. They could tear that down.
For larger shows. Like, they've set up stages in, like, the parking lot behind them and everything. So
I'm saying they should add on to that building. But that would be lovely. And it's not like they don't have the money to do it, because that shit be selling oot. But, so we're at the Crescent Ballroom out, like, in the lobby.
In the lounge
where, and we can, like, hear all the music from outside of there. And it's just orgasmic and mellifluous. I don't know if I said that word right, but it was just awesome and, like, kind of daydreamy and bad. And I was like, Shannon, dude, we could totally sneak in. And she's like,
thing would be is they ask you to leave.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I've had a friend sneak a bottle of whiskey in before, get caught drinking it while there. And they just asked him to leave. Like, he didn't get 86 or anything.
Right.
So.
Because they could actually lose their liquor license. So that could be serious.
And that's serious. I actually know that there was an evening that I managed to be inside the ballroom and see Tennis, actually. And I didn't pay for shit.
Yeah. No.
I had no wristband. I was in there dancing up a storm. So.
Yeah. So basically, like, he went to go throw something away and we went.
We beelined.
Yeah, we went in.
Hells
we
yeah,
like
that's my girl, Natalie.
So that was awesome. We were like dancing and just like she recorded like some of the band and it was awesome. And then some guy that goes to Hanny's, the restaurant that I work at, and he's a regular there. He saw me and then like just shoves a beer into my face and is like, "This is for you," and I'm like, "I love you." And it was a good night. And then we went to Bikini after that and danced our faces off. We were retarded.
Yeah.
We were those girls that had no business on the dance floor, but at the
you
same time,
it
if it wasn't for us, no one would be on that dance floor. So
sometimes you have no business, but you make it your business.
But we make the business.
Yep.
And so that was fun. But
heck yeah.
Yeah, and then we got back to my house and lit a whole Christmas tree on fire.
Sounds pretty.
Yeah, and we danced around it and did seances. I think the devil's coming soon, so everybody watch out.
Watch out. I'm going to keep praying to Pooh Bear.
Things are going to start getting really fun.
Ask him to protect all my honey pot. damn.
But should we just freaking kamikaze nosedive into our favorite segment of the week?
Awkward moment.
I told you not to walk in on me while I was cleaning my room.
Oh.
No. you want to go first?
Yes. I would have to say, okay, so now that I've relocated to Tempe and I'm not in Phoenix, in Central Phoenix, in the downtown, which is fine. Like I miss downtown.
Ooh.
I definitely miss downtown. But luckily where I live in Tempe, I am centrally located to bars that I would go to in Tempe anyway, like when I would go to Tempe. Now
you're living, yeah.
The bars that I would go to on my nights in Tempe, I can walk to, where those are now my now walking to bars where I had my walking to bars in downtown. So it's...
You interchange. Yeah.
It's a toss up though, because I wish that it could all just be walking distance.
Yeah.
So
I
the know, other,
I wish we could walk to Amsterdam. That'd be awesome.
Fucking A, yeah.
And not the bar.
No.
But the city, even though it's no longer a bar now.
No, Amsterdam has become...
The bar.
The bar, yeah.
It's a creative name, right?
But I guess the Bliss Rebar guys know what they're doing, so...
Yeah, that's true.
But so I was walking to Long Wong's, and I stopped into this little convenience store that is right next to it, because it was one of those nights where I knew I was going to want to smoke cigarettes and I didn't want to have to search for people to bum them from. So I was just like, okay, fine, I'll buy a fucking pack. And I go in there and I buy the pack. And this has happened before with the guy who like is behind the counter, where I buy a pack of cigarettes. And then I ask him if he has matches, and he doesn't have matches, so he gives me a lighter for free. Twice now this has happened. I think I'm starting a scheme.
Bitchin'.
Right? I'm like, oh, do you have matches? I mean, I just paid for some fucking cigarettes. He could have charged me for the lighter, but like, because he was out of matches, he just gave me the lighter.
Nice.
And I joked with him quite a bit, like the first time, because I had paid cash and I was trying to get like the exact change. And I don't know why I still have them in my change section of my wallet.
Condoms?
No. yeah, that would make more sense. But I have the laundry room key and my house key that doesn't work on my new locks in the change compartment of my wallet. I don't know why I haven't just like stuck them somewhere in the house.
Yeah.
But no, so like when I go to grab like the 73 cents or whatever the fuck it was, like I like pull out this laundry key and I'm just being silly. And I was like, oh, can I pay with my laundry key? And he's like, oh, do you mean you're going to do my laundry for me? And I was like, oh, hell no,
he's
I don't even do
thinking
my own.
You're giving him the key to your freaking chastity belt around your vagina. No, or the key to your house. Like, hey, thanks for that lighter.
Come light my fire later, baby.
Yeah, exactly.
So
no, not really.
Then like the second time, like he was like, oh, after I get the lighter, I was like, oh, thanks, dude. And he was like, oh, where are you heading? And I was like, oh, some of my friends are playing next door at Long Long's. And he was like, oh, I'm probably going to be there later. Well, unfortunately, my friends at Long Long's take very, well, fortunately, unfortunately, my friends at Long Wong's take very good care of me. Shout out to Long Wong's Tempe. Thanks,
word,
guys. At one point, I'm coming out of the bathroom, and one of the bartenders who just got off shift, like, shot a whiskey in my face. So I take that. I didn't remember giving said convenience store person my phone number.
Arp.
So I do remember him being at the bar and us talking and stuff and like whatever. But the next day I get a text message and it's like, hey, it's
thanks
so-and-so
for the handy
from right. Yeah. Hey, thanks for
the handy in the bathroom.
Yeah. Oh, thank
just
God
kidding.
That wasn't it.
Yeah.
But it's all like
free lighters for life.
Yeah. But it's just awkward because he text messages me and he's like, it's so-and-so from the liquor store / Long Wong's. Like, how is your day?
Is this Jerry's liquor store, by the way?
Okay. No, okay. It's like literally like Long Wong's is right here. And there's like this little convenience store, like right next to it. And then I noticed there's like a really small tattoo shop, right?
Like
next
drive-through tattoo shop.
Yeah. That's what it looks like. I'm like, am I going to get a staph infection if I go there?
Yeah, it's like you get a tattoo and they also give you like a prescription for antibiotics.
Yeah. Like, they're like, here, you might need this.
You're going to need this.
Yeah. But the awkward thing about it, though, is the fact that
you're going to have,
like, I'm going to run into him, like, because it's not like I'm going to not
need to get cigarettes
and even like
you,
there is another gas station that I could go to, but it's like crossing the street and waiting for the stoplights, which, hey, that's fine. I could do that to avoid some awkwardness. I hate that I'm friendly and it comes off flirtatious.
No, it's like,
and then I don't know how to, like, just be like
a bitch.
No, you can't have my fucking number. And I feel like it was probably, especially since I have a smartphone now, and like I do like sending Snapchats to friends of like, oh, hey,
yeah,
look who's playing right now, or just like whatever. So I know, like, there was probably a point that I even had my phone out.
Oh, and he's,
and it was like, I can't be like, oh, I don't have a phone.
Be like, my boyfriend will like that very much.
Yeah. But then, like,
I know,
because I'm single, like, I don't think to lie about having a boyfriend, and like,
trains are coming, folks.
Yeah. Seriously.
Whoa.
The devil's calling me right now.
Well, then you should definitely answer.
Yeah. You can wait. I'm doing a podcast, y'all. Like,
hey, can I somehow make it louder in my ears? Is it the top one or the low one?
The top.
Hello. Okay, that's so much better. You're so smart.
So, Natalie, that's my. Hey, welcome.
Well, that's
to
why
the
you're
club.
Smart.
Welcome to the club. It's a good one to be in. So, Natalie, Miss Noodle.
No.
What have you got on your awkward plate for the week?
I mean, it's... let me stretch. Ah, yeah. Let's beer us for this.
I think I have a feeling I'm going to want to be sitting down with an ice cold beverage.
You might. Or laying down. Yeah, so the other... The other week, me and my robot were laying in bed. No, me and the guy that I'm seeing, it's nothing. I don't think anything too serious, but I apparently was mistaken to my chagrin. Yeah, so, you know, we're laying in bed and so... He's like, so, you know, if you decided that you didn't want to continue doing this, like, you would tell me, right? And not just start doing it with somebody else.
Woo.
And I was like, yeah, but yeah, of course. Like, I love you. And I was like, fuck. Like, you know, when you're just like,
I know this individual too. It's like, you guys have been friends
before,
like, this side of your relationship started.
Exactly.
And so
exactly,
you
Erin.
Think like, oh, I love you, like, because we're friends.
Yeah,
and
like,
I care about you.
Yeah, like, I love you, who you are,
like,
and like, like, not that, like, the love you. You know,
never gonna give you
never
up.
Never gonna let you down.
Oh.
So I said that, and then, like, he stops. And, like,
did he get, like, a twinkle in his
eye? Oh, my God.
Or something?
Yeah. He, like, turns over, looks me in the eye, and he's just like, and, like, there's hearts, like, coming out of his eyes.
Oh, shit. Like, totally, like, Pepe Le Pew cartoon
style. Yeah, exactly. And his eyes, his pupils aren't even, like, round. They're just heart shaped. And he's like, you've never said that before, Natalie. And he's like, I love you too. And I'm like, what
Answer
did I just do? What did I just do?
I want to run to the bathroom and cry in the shower.
Like, I think we just professed our love for each other,
and I didn't
not,
really
and I didn't really mean
to
it.
Do that.
So,
have you had a chat about it since, or are you just leaving?
No.
Leaving it alone?
Yeah, like,
Natalie got herself into a pickle this week. Tune in next week to see.
Yeah, my poor pickle. But it was kind of nice because it just, I always assumed like the conversation would come up eventually, but I just didn't expect it to be at that moment. He starts talking to me about the future, and I'm like, I don't know what the future is. And I don't know, but it was just awkward. It was super awkward.
Is it still like uncomfortable and weird? Or are you
no,
guys
not at all.
Just
yeah,
moved over that one.
Yeah, we definitely flew over it.
Nice, because that's like, I mean, like, there's times when like you've just started seeing someone, and like some heavy hanky panky's going down, and like words start flying out, and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But then it's like not discussed, and you don't like, you don't touch it again. You're just like, that was
passionate. Yeah. It was, you were caught up in the passion of the Christ.
Yes.
But
I'm always.
Yeah. But no, I mean, and it was interesting too, because he was like, he starts talking to me about his penis and how he doesn't feel like it's very,
does he feel inadequate?
It's not. It's not a. Manhood? It's not a paint can. You know. It's not like a shuttle. But it's definitely. But it works. Like he's.
Well, yeah, we've had this conversation about it's men out there.
Please listen up.
If you're listening, sometimes size does matter. Sometimes it.
It
doesn't.
Well, and to be honest, it's all about where it's hitting. And here is the analogy.
What you do with it.
That I gave Adam.
Oh.
Edit that one out.
Yeah.
I mean, Henry.
So, or Adam, because you're using
Adam and Eve.
You're
Eve.
Using a generic name.
Yes.
We don't have any friends named Adam. We don't.
No, not that I know of. Adam's apple. I don't know. But fuck. Anyway, so I was explaining to him. I'm like, beautiful sir. There's two locations here. There's Pleasure Island, and there's the moon. Okay. Guys with large cacks, they go right past Pleasure Island and go right for the moon. Where with your lovely petite package of excellent, you're always hitting Pleasure Island. Always.
And that's fantastic.
And that is something that I like. I've never been used to, because like a guy
it's
with a small penis, like I would be like, oh,
and
yeah,
totally
sorry.
Pleasurable.
Check, please. Like, we're not going any further. That's cute. Not going to happen. But wow. All I'm saying, ladies, do not be afraid of small penis.
And yeah, because that's I've had large ones, and it was fun. But then there were. Not as large ones, and it was like a whole new world. Like,
thank you.
Seriously, magic carpet ride.
Yeah.
Enter Aladdin. This was incredible.
Yeah.
Because, it's exactly what you said. Like, there's certain points that unless they're doing it in a certain way, like it gets skipped.
It's basically you're just getting sucker punched in the cervix.
In the box.
Like,
yeah,
and that's not the most pleasurable, like, thing
there's,
to get punched.
Especially since the vagina is such a beautiful and delicate flower.
Oh, yeah, so, so compact.
So many delicate layers and interesting points.
Yeah. It is like Japanese garden.
Yes.
You don't want to be so hard.
Exactly.
You need to water the garden.
But gently.
I don't know why I
and vigorously.
Yeah, gently. Not so hard. But
so ladies and gentlemen out there,
this is a
keep
a
that
huge,
in mind.
Yeah.
And hey, not saying all y'all out there with huge dicks that you're not going to find a lady who loves you and enjoys it. Just sometimes
that's
going to
be a lady that doesn't know
what
she wants.
Or it's a lady who
has
all
a lot
vaginas
of kids.
Are different. All yeah. vaginas are different.
Right.
Just like all dicks are different. All snatches are yeah. different.
There's
and you know what works for one lady might not work for another.
There's a lawnmower to every grass, to every yard.
Yeah.
No, that doesn't
no.
work. but you know, it's and so that was awkward, like trying to get him to understand, like, I don't need a gigantic pulsating,
like, please,
lovely,
sexy. Return the penis pump that you just bought off of Amazon because I don't want it.
Yeah.
You don't need it.
You don't need to eat.
You are perfect just the way you are,
yeah,
little
you,
wiener.
You don't need to eat tiger penis or, you know, dead sea cucumbers. Like, it's not necessary. You're perfect.
Yeah.
So that was awkward, but it worked out in the end, I hope.
Yeah. Well, I think it did. You seem pretty happy.
Oh, yeah.
You've got that glow about you. I think something was working out.
That's because he came on my face.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the glow. But.
Ah, damn, protein facials.
It's amazing.
That's what we should have told the guy at the gas station tonight when he didn't believe your age.
Sorry.
No, we were buying beer on our way over here, and when Natalie hands the convenience store clerk her ID, he stares at it for a minute, looks up, and responds with, "Really?"
No. Really?
Really? And his eyes got all big. But then I just responded with the fact that Natalie has the Fountain of Youth in her backyard,
which is basically alcohol and cigarettes.
But you've got a secret weapon, and that's protein facials.
And that's bukkake.
Bukkake?
Christmas on my face.
But
yeah, no, it does the trick, ladies, so don't be afraid of it.
Nope, it's good
for you. It might look a mess, and your makeup might, you know, stick together, but
Rub it into your pores.
You're going to have...
Smear it over your crow's feet.
A face.
Get
like
it
a,
all up in there.
Yeah, your skin is going to feel like a baby dolphin. So it's going to be lovely. But any hoozle beans.
In other news.
In other news. They found an organism on Mars.
No, there's that thing they found on the moon.
What?
Sure.
Aaron, you didn't tell me that your people are...
I know. We're getting funky.
Disco ball. Having fun on the disco ball. Because that's the moon to me. I always call it the disco ball in the sky. That's the moon.
Which I feel, looks like much more like a disco ball than a piece of cheese.
Agreed. Thank you.
Yeah.
But wait, what do you mean they found something on the moon?
There was a, hold on, let me, I don't want to say probe because that's not the right word, but they definitely have been looking at.
If they found a mouse on the moon, then I would definitely believe it was cheese, made of cheese.
Actually, when you said mouse on the moon, it just made me think of the book Give a Mouse a Cookie. And I would just think that maybe those craters are full of chocolate chips.
Well, apparently there was this lady that was married to an astronaut and brought back some moon dust. And she was trying to sell it on Craigslist. And like the feds found out about it because, you know, that stuff is completely potent and you smoke it. Or you eat it, like, you're going to hallucinate till the end of the universe. Like,
what?
Yeah, it's can be a drug. But, so she was trying to sell it on Craigslist, and they totally were, like, on it. And
damn.
I was like, damn, I need to search for moon dust on Craigslist more. Because if I could have got that before the fucking feds, I would have.
You would have shot yourself to the moon?
Yep, with moon dust.
Woo! Enduring Mystery of Moon's Toxic Dust Solved from Apollo Findings. That makes me think of what you were just talking about. But yeah, I'm not finding, like, I don't feel like getting onto Facebook right now, but some of my, like, I kept seeing the same article being posted by different friends on newsfeed. And I suck sometimes where I might not read it, but I'll like it just because I'm like, that's cool.
That's a good topic.
And then I try to like, well, see, the problem with Facebook is it doesn't save your likes. It's not like I can go somewhere within my Facebook account and be like, what did I like today? And then like revisit it.
I think it does.
Really?
Well, maybe, you know what? No.
Because
it just likes certain pages.
Yeah. Yeah. And then because like with Tumblr, if I like, which I haven't been on in a while, I haven't enjoyed it as much since Yahoo took it over, honestly.
Yahoo. Oh, did you hear about the China taking over Maker's Mark or some whiskey in
not Makers
in Kentucky?
I love Makers.
And I'm like, well, maybe now we'll get fortunes in our whiskey.
That would be fucking badass.
That's what I said.
Right? I love a whiskey fortune.
We were like talking, because yeah, Cody, a friend of, well, he's a bartender at Hanny's. He's from Kentucky, and like, is he ever? But yeah, he was all pissed off about it. I'm like, well, dude, what if you get like fortunes in our whiskey, in our caps or?
Well, because if it is Makers, like they already have that like awesome like wax.
I don't know if it's Makers.
Yeah, we don't know which.
I just know it's. It might even be the whole like bourbon.
There's so much plant. Bourbon in Kentucky.
It might even just be the plant that they bought. Why am I talking like I'm from Fargo?
I don't know.
Okay. Don't you know.
Okay.
All for cute.
So, Natalie, I think we should take a road trip down to Kentucky and figure out what's going on with all this bourbon.
Okay.
What do you say?
Yeah. Maybe we'll catch some fireflies in a jar.
Yeah.
And it'll be so splendid.
Maybe we've got some listeners. Bobby, oh Bobby, don't you know?
Oh,
Bobby,
for cute.
Are there any Bobbies? Okay, now I just lost it. I got out of. Yeah.
Oh, Bobby, fuck off. Fuck your tits.
Yeah,
Bobby.
I got distracted. I fell out of character.
You bloody wanker.
This is why I gave theater up years ago. No, that's a lie. That's not why I gave it up.
No, it's really hard, like, when I do somebody with an accent, it just starts coming out.
Maybe we've got a Bobby that's a listener of ours out there in Kentucky, and we can go stay with him when we come visit.
I'll bring you some knitted blankets, you know, maybe maybe a toboggan. Never gonna give you... Rick Rollin, that's uh-oh. Right.
Yeah. No, I agree, because I still lovingly have the birthday card you gave me this year, because it's so appropriate.
I agree.
I can't even count the multiple times that we've been in public, and we get on this roll.
Oh, yeah, we do.
We just get on a roll where...
We're accents.
We're in an accent, and we just can't stop talking in them, and people start asking us where we're from.
Yeah.
And
well, it was really funny too the other day. Like, I was at work and some guy was like, "Where are you from?" And I was like, straightest face, Nigeria. And he's just like, okay, totally not believing me. But either he believed me and he was just like, I blew his mind, and he was just like, whoa, I'm just that drunk. Or he was just like, dude, cut the shit. Like, I'm not that drunk.
Yeah. I don't. And that's something that I've had people ask me. And I know, especially depending on, like, if I just finished watching a certain movie or like certain friends of mine that are from places that they have a distinct accent, like shitballs. When I was living in a different state and I'd like get off the phone of like catching up with my mom for an hour.
New York.
Oh, I would not be able to talk regular as far as like how I usually talk for like a good 2 hours. Cause I'd just be like, I got my mom's voice in my head. Like, oh shit. Like I just got New York all over me. Like what the fuck?
Well, no, it's really funny because like the guy that I'm, supposedly in love with, the guy that I'm seeing, like he all of a sudden for no reason will start off like have this Irish accent where, you know, everything ends
Irish
in a question.
Brogue. A little, you know, Irish brogue.
So you think you're going to do that, eh? Or, I mean, that's not an, I can't really do it, but he's like, whoa. But, you know, everything kind of goes up in the end. Like,
and it's always very, like, melodic and lyrical.
Yeah. And like, do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah.
But,
like, oh, where are the rolling hills of green and the sheep? Like,
yes.
And the whiskey. God damn it, where's the whiskey?
But
river flowing of whiskey.
Yes, of scotch. Like I smelt the most delicious scotch. I mean, it's an old bottle, but it smells like a campfire.
Oh yeah.
Like it's
super smoky.
Super smoky, and I just put my mouth all over it. Because that's what you want in a campfire. Well, it's like a campfire in your belly, I'm sure as well. But no, it just reeks of a campfire. And so it makes you almost feel like you're outdoors when you smell it and when you drink it. You're like, I'm in
moods. Do you know how aged it was?
I want to say like, I don't know.
10,000 years.
I know. 10,000 BC. No, I have no idea. But it just, I mean, like, I even got a little bit on my fingers when I was, you know, undoing the cap, and that, like, I washed my hands several times and still smelled like a campfire. But, no, I mean, I never smelt a scotch like that. And, like, I don't like scotch. Have you?
My thing is, I've had a little scotch.
It's my dad's favorite drink.
Same with my dad. Why the fuck are our parents not hanging out?
2 years
later. I've had a little bit of scotch and
Chivas.
I'm not super into it, to be honest. Like I love bourbon. I love Irish whiskey. Like that's, and I guess like that's got a, it's not as smoky.
Mm-hmm.
And even like, and I think about with like certain cheeses sometimes, like there's every now and then it's nice to have like a smoked cheese or like, but sometimes the smoky flavor can be like really overpowering.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Like if it is a good scotch, like I don't mind that bite.
Mm-hmm. It kind of reminds me of
Band-Aids.
It's
definitely a sipping drink. Yes.
It tastes like Band-Aids.
Oh, I was. Yeah.
And smells like Band-Aids.
Yeah. It's, and that's why it's like a sipping drink. Cause it's like a little bit. And then you might puff on your cigar for a little while and just casually like.
I feel like scotch is definitely an older man's drink.
Oh, yeah.
Can you imagine, like, 50 years from now when, like, Four Loko is going to be the man's, like, sipping drink?
Oh, my God. What is wrong with...
Please, no.
Actually, I was thinking about drinking more tequila.
Oh my God, that's because, so funny. I was thinking that too.
Because tequila is the only alcohol that isn't, it's the only alcohol that actually isn't a depressant. It actually has endorphins in it.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, well, at least with whiskey, it's a natural antioxidant.
No wonder, Mexico.
Then you've got like tequila where it's just no wonder everybody is always crazy and happy with tequila.
Oh, yeah. They're always having parties.
Right?
Balloon or, why can't I think of it? Bouncy castle.
You'd Pee Wee Herman.
No, you should have.
Tequila.
Tequila.
Da da da. Okay, fine. Gangnam style, but which I still think this is condom style.
It is condom style. condom which I style. Endorse. Condom style is a good style, folks.
It's a great. Oh, I need to post this on our. I saw this video. It's a PSA about safe sex, and I'm. I laughed a lot at it. Yes. But yeah, tequila apparently has natural endorphins.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to talk about this safe sex PSA in a right. little minute. But I'm glad that we're on the same ocean. Sure. We're riding the same wave.
No, we are riding the same tequila.
Tequila wave.
Tequila tsunami. Or what do they have in Mexico?
They I can don't have know. Tsunamis and hurricanes.
They do.
Yeah.
I've been in one. But
I think I created one.
In the toilet? yeah, I know I did.
No.
Luckily, sorry, I love this music.
Yeah, it's so good. Okay, so this PSA. I still have mixed.
PSA like reminds you of like PS and then A for like asshole. Like PS. By the way, asshole.
Yeah. Oh, we're all Canada. Canadian now. Oh,
PSA.
Yeah, there's a lot of accents that end with questions.
I would say like the
A. Wisconsin's a lot like that too.
Yeah, no, and England too. Like, how's it going? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like
that's right.
My brother. For the longest time. You gonna do that? Yeah. Well, you've already answered the question for me, so.
So this safe sex public service announcement, it starts with like this girl is in a bathroom and it's like a public restroom or a dorm or I don't know. It looks way too clean to be any dorm or public restroom I've ever been in, but whatever. So she's like doing her eyeliner or whatevs. And all of a sudden there's like a Sharpie'd penis on like the
her face?
Wall.
Okay.
Yeah, it's on the wall of the bathroom. And it sees a drawn vagina. And it gets all excited and it starts chasing it. And the vagina runs away.
So it turns into a cartoon?
Yeah, it's a whole cartoon thing. So, like, when you think about, like, okay, when you're in, like, a divey bathroom and people have drawn all over it. So
it comes to life.
Yeah. So, like, the vagina runs away from it. And then, like, the funny thing is, too, penis goes from being flaccid to being hard. And, like, it's all drooped over. And then it's, like, and there's, like, music that goes along with it, too. So, like, when the penis gets erect again, it's all, like, these horns, like, and so one of the stalls is just covered in vaginas and naked ladies, and they all run away from it when they see it. And like, then the penis is flaccid again, and it's all sad and mopey because none of the vaginas want any of it, and they keep running away from it. So the girl, like, it ends up like right in front of her on the sink. And she just licks it. No, I'm kidding.
Okay. I was like, yeah, all
right. No, she takes her eyeliner and draws a condom on it. And then, like, all of the vaginas that ran away from it, like, come
I'm thinking a lesbian, like, did this. Because, like, okay, this is definitely pro-lesbian, like, PSA. But now...
So
now, okay, now it makes sense now that it has
so,
an outfit.
So, like, once the girl, like, draws a condom on it, this like vagina, like the first vagina it saw comes back and they're like getting it on. And then like all of the other vaginas and naked ladies that were in like that one stall, like all like come flocking to it. And it's like fucking crazy cartoon fuck fest. And I mean, cartoon fuck fest.
Yeah.
Brought to you by the 4-Eyed Radio Network. But yeah, so
At first, no, the way that you were describing it, I thought it was like something Ellen DeGeneres just like made to get more lesbians out there and to be afraid of penis. But now that you're like, oh, Drew Condom, a little, he has an outfit now. Yeah.
But then.
But if that's the case.
My thing is I like that idea. Like, yes, the condom. But Natalie, honestly, like, at the end of it, when it's like, once it has a condom on, all the vaginas in the room were like, ready for it. Like,
yeah, that never would happen. But but no, I mean, I definitely like the message. They are getting more creative, and I think that that's a good thing. I mean, you're definitely going to get people's attention. Oh, okay. So
did you find the video? Oh.
Dude, I want to see it.
Oh, no. No, we'll post it on our Facebook and our Twitter.
Where did you see this?
One of my other friends had posted it on Facebook. Like, I found it on a Facebook news feed, and a guy, oddly enough, posted it, and he was like, funny, weird, effective, question marks. And I feel like I still have the same reaction. Like
people are going to fuck without a condom no matter what. Like, but I like how they're kind of. Was that you? I like how they are kind of like getting creative about it.
I mean, my thing is that safe sex is important. It's super important. And
really, they should just make condoms way more accessible for free. Like,
yeah.
This is something that, unfortunately, if you're at a bar, I mean, a lot of bars, especially gay bars, like,
oh,
there's
yeah.
just fish bowls full of condoms, which is great. Like, I'll be the first to.
Because honestly, like, when I do and have purchased condoms, I'm always blown away about how expensive they are.
Yeah.
And with the way that things have been going in our country as far as healthcare and even just women's rights, like, okay, Planned Parenthood is one of the best places to get free condoms.
I'm about to, like, look online and figure out how I can just make my own. Do you remember that little, that stuff that, so there was like, it would come in a tube and then like there was a straw and then you'd put a little bit at the end of the straw and then blow in it.
Oh yeah.
And it would
balloon,
make a balloon.
A plastic balloon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I wonder.
Right.
I wonder if
it's
that could
video.
Work.
Okay. Oh, so the
see,
French made it.
I love France.
See,
pretty great.
Well, yeah.
What I don't get is, like, literally at the end, the condom goes on the character.
And it's.
And literally, the pussy's like.
It's just like, fuck yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they show that in their commercials. Like,
Europe's
sex.
Really great, though, about
oh,
not giving
are.
A shit when it comes to sexuality, which I think is part of America's problem.
Oh, yeah.
Which
well,
because
we're
why, like,
overcome with religion and bullshit.
When I was in high school, I didn't even have sex ed because too many parents got upset that the public school system were teaching such a sex education. So I was taught abstinence only.
Stupid. Because what are we going to do? The exact opposite.
And I remember at one place that I was working, one of
no, it's like fuck all
the
day.
Higher ups made a comment about, like, don't they teach you guys in high school to, like, wear a condom? And I just started laughing. I was like, I know it's been, like, 30 years since you went to high school.
Wear a mustard packet? What do you
like,
a condom? What? Yeah.
Like, I was taught abstinence only, where, guess what? It's human fucking nature.
Yeah.
We're gonna fuck, so at least tell us how to do it safely and,
yeah.
like, make that shit accessible.
And, you know, it kind of breaks my heart a little bit, but not really. But when I was, like, 16 or 15, 16, before I even started having sex, my mom... Because I was being, you know, I was going out. I wasn't going to school. Or I was...
ditching. You were being a naughty noodle.
I was doing a lot of hopscotch instead of going to school. No, but I was smoking pot, really, is what it was. And so I was definitely distant from my parents and just kind of like being my own person and just kind of being reclusive and whatnot. And so my mom, of course, the first thing she thinks is like, oh, she's having sex. And so she like comes into my room with this pillowcase full of condoms, lube, more condoms, flavored condoms, just like anything you can imagine. And I'm just like, I just start.
Oh, Debbie.
Yeah, you know.
No one believed me there was flavored condoms.
There are, and it's brilliant. Penis colada. But, got you dancing and No, I don't know. No. But, yeah, and I mean, like, I just started busting up laughing because, like, Mom, you are so far off. But I appreciate that you do care. But, I mean, that was the problem. It's like, I wish that you could, you don't know where I'm at. And it was just kind of like that realization, like she has no idea where I am right now. But she was trying.
But that's hilarious.
Isn't it really funny? Like just like has it come out all on the floor.
Well, and it's like, okay, one, thank you for trying to connect with me and making that effort. But ew, gross, Mom.
It was kind of gross, and I'm like, well, at least now.
Are you and Dad using all of this?
Yeah. And so, like, I brought it over to my friend's house, and we all, like, blew them up and, like.
Made balloon animals.
And, like, would pop them in each other's ear when no one was looking.
Yeah.
You know, and just scare people.
Ugh. Just don't get the spermicide in your eyeball.
I don't want kids. Jesus. God, kids are. Ugh. Ugh. Yeah, I had to get a pregnancy test the other day.
What?
For my dog. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, and...
That's not fun. Dude.
I...
PPH.
I don't like...
The Maryville one, though. Like, $10.
Yeah.
You're on a very low dose.
No, normally...
It's not that crazy. Like, you don't have a period until once every 4 months. Like... That's the shit that'll fuck you up.
Yeah. No. Well, I mean, and like Ruby's on the same thing. Ruby is a friend of ours. She's 19.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, she cries so much. And she's been
but
on birth control.
What is she on, though?
It's a very low dosage because she's 18 or 19, so she's already hormonal in itself.
Yeah.
But I don't think the birth control is helping. I'm glad she is on birth control, but...
Because my thing is if you're in a relationship where you feel you don't need to use condoms with your partner, awesome. But get your ass on fucking
BC,
something.
No.
Like, have some form of contraceptive unless you've got a plan for when you get pregnant.
Yeah.
If you got a fund for, like, your abortion or you got a fund for, like...
The plan B, like...
Yeah, like...
And you want to take that every day, that's
right.
Okay.
Yeah, but if you're not planning on having children, but you're in a relationship where you feel comfortable having unprotected sex, pull out doesn't work all the time.
It doesn't. And that's where, there was a point where I ran out of condoms the other day. And so we did have sex without a condom. But, I mean, he pulled out. And it's so funny to see his face, like.
This is like, he's
I know.
Practically my
or
brother.
Your brother.
Like,
yeah.
So this is really funny.
Oh, God. But no, he's not. No, he's not. You don't even know him. You've never met him, Aaron.
Oh, you're right.
You don't even know who
he is. I don't know
is.
Who this person is.
I ordered him online.
He's a Russian... Mail order.
How dare you?
Groom.
No, I don't like Russians.
Oh, yeah, because you Hungarians have that beef.
Hell yeah. And they're fucking crazy.
You got yourself a crocodile.
I got myself a Nazi. Put another Bobby in my ass. I mean, what?
Put another shrimp in my Bobby. I mean.
In my bummin'. But, yeah, so there was that one mistake.
Yeah.
And then, but, so I was like, fuck.
Yeah, I just, especially, so I don't know if you've heard about.
Anal penetration using
a
strobe light?
No, it's, a pretty big deal. V to Shining V is something that Lady Parts, I forgot the other half of their name, which sucks because.
Oh. Is it a band?
No, it's an organization. Sarah Silverman's a big part of it. She just actually released a PSA where Jesus comes to visit her and they're hanging out and talking. And it's, I mean, it's Sarah Silverman, so a lot of people could easily be offended by it. A lot of people could not take it seriously and whatever. It's cute, though, because at one point, like, she's playing with Jesus's hair and he's looking through a picture book of kittens and she asks Jesus, she's like, Jesus, when does life start? He responds with 40. But they talk about how it was basically like her way of like bringing up the fact that like
she,
a lot of shit is happening to women's rights in the States. Like, mm-hmm. Certain laws that are being passed in certain states are making things really scary as far as having, if you are in a position where you need affordable birth control or you need to get an abortion or,
but it's fucked
whatever,
up.
Whatever. Like there's things that are happening in our country right now that are digressing us from where we've already gone to. So this specific organization, they're doing a whole country tour. Sarah Silverman's a part of it, and so are a lot of other women activists. And
where it's like promoting anal sex? Or
well, it's promoting the fact
just
that
kidding.
We need to protect these rights that we've already fought for.
And two, the government wants, it sucks, but the government wants us to rely on them. So they want mothers to have these babies because that's just more of what they can control. Because obviously they can control you if you can't fend for yourself. And you can't fend for yourself when you have five kids. You know what I mean? Like, you're under their control.
Yeah.
And they're afraid of movements because that means maybe possibly like a whole revolution or, you know, they want us to be complacent for them because otherwise, I mean, could you imagine a mother who has five kids like trying to revolt against the government? No, the government feeds her family. So, I mean, so she's basically on their side.
Well,
which
and
is,
she was
it's
like,
fucked
okay,
up
if
because
it's a single, like, say it's a woman who, say she was married and she had children with her spouse and then they separate and then that spouse is, turns out to be a deadbeat and now this woman's on welfare and has to take, like, government subsidies because they can't work a full-time job because, oh, who's going to be there to pick her kid up after school?
Right.
It's really hard to afford, like, legitimate daycare and, like,
exactly.
Pay bills.
And, like, that's the...
It's Lady Parts Justice. And,
But I definitely feel like there's...
It's... There... A lot of it is State of the Uterus and V to Shining V and all these funny vagina puns. But when it really breaks down to it, like, a lot of the people that are... Like, a lot of the lawmakers that are making the decisions right now are old fucking men.
Yeah. And
what do they have to say about what the hell, like, a woman gets to do with her body?
Initially, though, they want those weak people.
Yeah.
Because they know that they are going to do whatever the government says. They won't have to worry about them trying to revolt and trying to cause a ruckus. And like,
that's why the rest of us need to
fucking get crazy. I mean, not get crazy, but you know, I mean, I don't want it. I don't want it to be, yes, get creative. I don't want it to be like Egypt style, like Cairo, where like
we don't need to
cause like violence. But I mean, there's definitely ways where.
But it's like, yeah, I'm sorry. A 60-year-old Republican man shouldn't be making decisions on a woman's
because
body.
He's the one that comes home and tells his wife, like, I need
stop having babies.
No, like, make me a fucking sandwich. Right. Like, you're just my maid,
well,
basically.
There was a woman who interviewed earlier today at my work. And
so
Natalie.
How come Sammy and Steven? Sorry. Okay. No. Let's go back. Okay.
So Natalie, earlier today when I was at work, this woman like interviewed for a temporary holiday position. And when my manager asked her about her availability, this woman's in her early 40s.
Yeah.
When she was asked about her availability, she was taking in consideration.
She's like, no, I can't miss Ellen. Well, she comes on at 4.
She was taking into consideration.
Yeah. Or The View.
The time that her husband gets off work.
Of course, because she needs to be his little.
I worked with another woman who, when we were making the schedule up one week, she kept bringing to my attention that, like, her husband gets off at a certain time. And to me, like, at this day and age, that's not a viable reason to need to leave work at a certain time. To me, it's like, okay, your kid's getting out of school and you need somebody to pick them up and be home with them. Or, okay, maybe if it's something that, like, maybe your spouse is sick or needs assistance with things. But if your husband's getting off of work and they're perfectly healthy and able, why the hell do you need to be home at the same time? You're both
exactly.
Booking jobs.
Exactly. And it's like, what do you think he's going to do for that hour that you're not there? Like, you think he's going to, like, cheat on you or something? Or, I mean,
you think he's going to set the house on fire?
To be honest, he's probably going to be happy that you're not there when he gets home, because he can probably, I don't know, masturbate or leave his socks wherever he wants to or whatever he wants to do. So trust me, you thinking that it's a big deal, you're not there, it's not.
And thinking it's something like, oh, he's incapable.
He's lost
of,
without you.
And or thinking like, oh shit, I better be there. Like, no.
No, there was actually.
He's a grown ass adult.
Yeah, there was a study actually.
Maybe he can fold some of the laundry that you've been working on all fucking week, like
yeah.
For that hour that you're
yeah.
not there.
But there was a study. I'm curious as to what your answer might be. But what is the main reason, the main thing why women what makes marriages last? I'm sorry, I had too many beers tonight, folks. But what is the main reason why marriages last?
I would say, like, a bond. Sex.
No. That's a good, really good, I mean, that's exactly what I would think.
To me, like, I remember being really young.
A man has to work at least 50 hours a week.
Really?
And, I mean, that's what it was. Like, that space, that time away. And it could be the woman. I mean, whether it's 50 hours of the man or 50 hours of the woman.
Or 50 hours of the woman or 50 hours of the woman. Or 50 hours of the man or 50 hours of the man.
Exactly. Exactly. Or maybe it's 25 hours. Of the man, and then 25 hours.
But, like, the idea of being on top of each other all that time is not healthy.
No.
Because I just, for me, though, I think, like, I remember being.
Because if you guys were together all the time, what would you talk about?
Well,
you need that time apart.
And that's what I think is beautiful about some of those couples that you see that are, they're, like, retired, and they hop in their RV, and they just hit the fucking road. But the thing is, like.
But they're retired. The man probably can't hear. His hearing is probably gone.
And on top of that, even though they're spending all of that time together, it's full on adventure.
Yeah,
so
exactly. It's not
like,
oh, you need to do
the
laundry.
Yeah.
Right.
And
it's vacation. Like, it's fun.
Well, and even if it's vacation 24/7, like, they're always in a new place. They're always
right.
Heading some, like,
right.
That is beautiful.
And that doesn't mean that they're, you know, constantly talking all the time or,
right?
Like, one could be doing the crossword, the other one's driving, and then, you know, and like, it's interesting for people because they feel like, oh, my God, we need to be talking all the time, and there needs to, no, silence is good.
And that's, So, like, a few things. I remember being, like, maybe 6 years old or something, and I asked my parents, I was like, who's your best friend? And both of them replied with, like, my dad was like, oh, your mom. And yeah. then when no. I asked my mom, Wrong my answer. Mom was like, my mom was like, oh, your dad. And so
but
at
I mean,
a young,
I mean, yeah, that's good.
At a young age, I was like, okay, you just marry your best friend. But now at this point, like, my parents, my dad's working from home. So my parents are, like, always
on
in the
top
house
of each
together
other,
all
yeah.
the time.
But luckily it's
because
a
there's a chunk of the day that my dad's working. My mom's, like, out puttering around doing who knows what.
Yeah.
Like, they're in the same vicinity all day long, but they're not, like.
No, I mean, the same with my lesbian friends. Like, one's always in the garage. Figure that. And the other one's inside. Like,
yeah.
One's, you know, in the garage, like, tooling around, like, making shit. And the other one's, like, inside watching TV, you know? Yeah. And, I mean, it works. And you don't have to be... And then eventually, you know, she comes inside and she comes into the living room and I don't know.
Yeah. But there's things that I've heard,
Square
too.
Footage helps. That's
yes,
for sure.
That's for sure. And there's things that I've heard about, like, theories of healthy relationships where being able to, like, be silent with each other and, like, you guys could be in the same place and, like, do your own thing or even, like,
but just be happy that there is,
be at a party,
yeah,
like, be at a party with mutual friends and strangers, yeah, and be able to be on opposite sides of the room,
right,
and not have to be, like, joined at the hip. Like, that's...
But just giving that glance across the room.
Exactly.
Just a little checking in.
Did
I'm checking in.
Did you watch Frances Ha on Netflix, by the way?
I didn't because my computer...
Took a nosedive.
Dump.
But...
I got that message from you the day of...
Oh, no.
I know. And I'm like, no. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I know. I want to watch it. Something about the deli.
Yeah.
Sounds fun. I like delis. Hey, do you know that we can hear your Facebook pop-up messages?
He's so popular.
You're so popular.
Producer Steve. Oh, my God. The Fern Network is so hot. It's, like, super trending right now.
Whip me with your fern. Blah, 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 blah. Just kidding.
A hot anonymous listener just asked you to whip her with your fern.
Okay. Girl, it's crazy out there. There's a
attitude.
Super, there's a super STD.
Oh, my balls. And it, oh.
Ugh.
Ugh.
Scary.
It's like this whole, it
like
almost looks
acne,
like.
Acne invasion.
It almost
what is
looks
that?
Like a really
oh, nice.
Like crazy form of psoriasis. Like it's
yeah,
like a
psoriasis.
Whole skin thing. Like it's cray cray. Wrap up your shit.
Wrap it up tight.
And get yourself tested.
That shit ain't right.
And with that,
I think it's time.
To good night, Natalie.
Good night, Erin.
I love you.
I love you more.
To the moon and back.
To the moon and beyond.
Hey, y'all. Thanks for another great episode of the Underground Railroad. And a great production, as always, the 4-Eyed Radio Network. If you like this one and you want others, check out 4eyedradio.com.